Well, Hurricane Florence, now a tropical depression, has certainly left its impression on South Carolina, particularly along the North Carolina border. And I'm talking with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers right now. And Commissioner, I know you haven't had a chance to go out and tour these areas, but you have been on the phone talking with a lot of producers in the area. What are you hearing right now?
Well, we are hearing what we expected to hear. The area of impact is that eastern border with North Carolina from Horry County up probably through Chesterfield and all along there, that those areas, the closer you get to that border, the more severe the impact, the more rainfall, and the more time it's going to take to really assess where we are. We are going to try to get out, as you said, and make some stops. Probably have to do it by air because you just can't get around some of the roads because, you know, the wind is gone, the rain is gone, but the floods are coming because of all the rain upstream, you know, for the most part in North Carolina that's going to flow through that corner of the state. So we've got a ways to go in our assessment.
What are some of the crops that you feel have maybe taken the hardest hit right now? Do you have a feeling for that?
Yes, just as expected, based on the timing of the crop. We think cotton farmers will suffer probably the greatest impact based on the cotton opening up and having its bolls sort of out and really opening along, so you get a sustained wind of whatever it was, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour. And then the moisture of the rain just coming on it and just making it so heavy, it literally just knocked it out of the bowls to the ground. Now, again, depending on the variety of cotton and when it was planted, some of our farmers had to plant late because of a wet spring, a cold, wet spring. So that could be a blessing. If it's later planted, its chances are better. That's the particular assessments for cotton, for example, that you got to go through. Peanuts don't suffer much from wind because of their low profile.
Right.
It's just how long will the rain and the water on the fields keep the farmers from accessing the fields with harvesting equipment, because peanuts are ready to be dug from the ground and lay on top of the ground to dry out for the combine. Well, when they're ready, they're ready. So if we have to delay for a number of days, that'll impact the quality. Our new crop of hemp, got a half dozen guys in that part of the state, guys, men and women, farming, and a lot of hemp plants being big and a small stem, they have literally blown over. Now the question will be, can they be harvested? So that's an unknown. Got our livestock guys, as we said, want to hear from some of them. I've reached out. They're trying to assess. We are mindful that when the feed bin runs out, feed has got to get there one way or another. So we're working on some of those things now. So, again, it's just the unfortunately, we've been through this before. We sort of have a mental checklist that we go through, assess and then address. Assess and address, I guess, is the best way to put it.
For farmers that are, as you've already said, they're out in the fields right now and they're trying to recover and get that feed to the livestock and recover what they can of these crops, what resources are available to them and how can they go about accessing those?
Well, locally, the National Guard is out with some resources to help move access highways. The DOT is trying its best to minimize flooding on some major highways. So if a road is flooded and not it makes a farm inaccessible, then probably the National Guard, State Guard, is our best bet. Take it all the way to the other extreme. President Trump declared South Carolina yesterday a disaster area. So the presidential declaration puts a lot of things in motion, but that's the longer term recovery. So again, right now, our farmers who might be drying tobacco already cropped, we need to know that they don't have an interruption of electricity, and the livestock operations, that their electricity is on, things like that, kind of the immediate needs. And when I communicate with the farmers, I said, if you have time, tell me. If you don't, tell me that also. So
right.
We're just very mindful of what's at the top of the farmers' priority lists today and tomorrow.
Anything you'd like to add, Commissioner?
Well, we're going to try to get out and see it firsthand, so perhaps we can revisit later in the week and let your listeners know just more specifics. And then when we have some assessments, let them know the financial impact that agriculture is going to suffer.
All right, sir. Well, we've been talking with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers as he gets ready to take a look at the damage that has been wrought by Hurricane Florence. You're listening to the Southern Farm Network.